L-E-D-E-N-E-T.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Well, let's say hello now to Philip Forsberg, Predators forward, who joins us on the program. Phil, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you?
We are doing great. Was it nice to be able to sleep in your own bed?
Yeah, that was, it was a long time coming, that's for sure. So it was great.
I know that, you know, we've talked before about road trips are good for teams. You know, there's bonding and stuff, but you know, this was a really, really long one. At some point, you know, I mean, I'm kind of halfway joking here. Do you get sick of each other? Are you just like, guys, I need a break. We need to get back home.
I don't think you get sick of each other. I think you just, at the end of the day, you want to be home, right? Like, people have families, or just the comfort of your own home. You know, just being able to lay on a couch and not in bed or whatever, sit in a little lounge chair or whatever your hotel room might have. So I think that's the biggest thing. Just the you know, you miss your family and you miss your routines of being at home, and then the guys are obviously, you know, you get along with everyone, and that makes it easier. But the whole situation itself kind of wears on you as it goes on.
As we hit the halfway point of the season, how would you assess how you guys are playing now? Because I mean, you know, it was kind of a mixed bag on the road trip, but you had some good wins. I think even in some of the losses, you can see where you guys are playing better. The result just wasn't there. So how would you assess on how you guys are playing right now?
Yeah, I mean, I think the three games that we played better is the three games we lost versus the two games where we won. Because then I think those two games we were, you know, kind of hanging on and got phenomenal goaltending to pull those two wins out. Versus the both, I mean, especially the first game in Winnipeg, I think we played pretty solid right until the end. You know, a couple bad penalties in the third took that one away, and then Mini was a good game too to bounce back. We just, for those games, we couldn't, you know, we kind of were shooting ourselves in the foot. And even the last game here, I think we're still playing decent, you know, and we're down 3-0 after the first. So it's just kind of biting ourselves a little bit in the butt. But like you said, overall, you know, we get two wins out of five. It's, I mean, we obviously wanted more of the trip, but like you said, there is a certain things that we did well, I think, that we can definitely take with us.
We're talking to Philip Forsberg on the Chase and Big Joe show. Now, like Chase had said, Philip, it's now halfway point of the season, 41 left. Now the second half is about to get underway. What do you guys need? Do you need that sweet bounce of the puck to go in the net, or this or that? What do you need, do you think, that could kind of turn this around as you head to the second half of the season?
I think it's certainly, you know, puck luck is something that everybody needs, right? But I don't think you should rely on that in your game. And I think we obviously haven't been on the good side, so to speak, of that. But there's been nights when it wouldn't have mattered, you know, because we haven't been playing well. But there's also games on the opposite hand when I feel like we've been playing really well and we can't buy a goal. So I think the last, even, you know, the first couple games when we played against St. Louis, and like I said, the Winnipeg game was all right, but St. Louis game when we came back wasn't great. But all the games we played, I think, at home before that, leading up to the Christmas break and for most part of this trip, I think at least we're turned in the right direction. You know, we're creating more offensive chances. I think the defensive side of the puck has been pretty solid for the most part of this season, despite our results. You know, it's been more of the offense that's been the issue, and I think that's starting to come along. I think special teams have been really good at times. You know, the penalty kill has been great for the most part this season, and power play has been a little bit hit or miss, but at the same time, the power play has won us games as well. So I think that's our things that we need to continue to work on, but at the same time, I think the 5-on-5 game is going to be the determining factor for us going forward here.
Oh, absolutely. Let me ask you this, Philip. What's the difference between being frustrated and being mad? Because I've heard your guys after the game, you're frustrated. I've heard sometimes after a loss, you guys are mad. Is there a balance? Is it the same thing? Is it better to be mad than frustrated, or the other way around?
I mean, I don't think you ever want to be frustrated. I think frustrated is a negative word. You know, I don't know if necessarily mad is a positive one, but it's a different. I feel like being mad, you know, you can kind of use that to your advantage, kind of play with more aggression. I think frustrating is just a negative word. You kind of let that seep into your game is something that you don't want. And after a game, you know, it's different. But I think during the games, being frustrated is certainly not going to help you. But, you know, getting mad at and, you know, start playing a little harder can definitely kickstart the team a little bit. So I think there's a difference between them, but ideally we stay away from both of them, obviously.
Philip Forsberg is with us, Predators forward here on the Chase and Big Joe Show. So you broke the streak the other night. You scored a goal. Now you've been a point per game player, or more than a point per game player, you know, during that stretch. So your game's kind of changed a little bit. But I know it had to feel pretty good to put one in the back of the net.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's been like you said, thankfully a production, you know, offensively. Even though I haven't been able to score, I've been able to find ways to help the team offensively. But at the end of the day, you know, you want to score goals. You've had chances. You want them to go in. And obviously, that was a good shot, big goal at the time, kind of keep us in that game and get us a little bit of a spark before going into the third there. And hopefully, there's more to come now.
Is some of that, though, Philip, a result of the guys that you're playing with? I mean, obviously, like you just said, you want to score the goal every time you have the puck. But the fact that, you know, you're playing with guys like Jonathan Marchessault and Steven Stamkos who are doing the same thing, have you kind of adjusted your game a little bit to fit with those guys?
A little bit. I think everybody adjusts whoever you play with. You know, you kind of – everybody starts at, you know – with their base game, so to speak, and then once you start getting to know each other, you realize the tendencies of your teammates, kind of where they like to be on the ice, what they like to do when they have the puck versus not, and then you kind of go from there, right? And I think that's something that me and Stammer and Marchy are just kind of figuring out pretty quickly, honestly. You know, it took a game or two to get us really clicking, and after that, I think it's been pretty solid for the most part. Like you said, we're generating a lot, especially off the rush. Those guys are both, you know, really good puck handlers, great skaters, especially Stammer when he can build that speed as a center. We just try to use that as much as we can. And like you said, maybe we've gone away from a little bit of that forechecking game that we had a lot of success with last year playing with O'Reilly and Nyquist. But at the same time, we get a little bit more off the rush. And so I guess you can say that I changed it a little bit. But at the same time, you know, I got to keep doing the things that I'm good at, you know, to complement them as well, which I think I can do a little bit better job of going forward.
You know, it's Philip, you guys come off this road trip. You seem like you've gone for 3 months. You come home, and they're like, all right, we'll come home and get a little rest. And then Saturday, you face one of the top teams in the Eastern Conference. I mean, it's just no rest for the weary, right? I mean, it's just back at it and playing hockey.
Yeah, exactly. Just how we like it, right? it's going to be good, especially just coming home and playing in front of the, you know, the fans again. It feels like it's been forever with the Christmas break and then the mini trip to St. Louis and then five more after that. And yeah, it's great. It was great to be back and kind of settle in yesterday. And we should have two really good practice days here leading up to Saturday.
Yeah, well, it's going to be fun to see you all back on home ice, a five-game homestand, and I hope we get to see little Felix there as well.
Yeah, I'm sure he's excited. He hasn't been able to go for a while, obviously, so he's ready to roll.
Awesome. Philip, thanks as always. We appreciate it, and we will see you Saturday.
Sounds great. Thank you, guys.
L-E-T-E-N-E-Z. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.